Ted Cruz and John Kasich cleared a path for Donald Trump last week. They dropped out of the race, and that makes Trump the Republican Party's presumptive nominee. So we wondered about those conservatives who said never Trump. Now that he's the nominee, have they changed their minds? Demetrius Miner is author of Preservation and Purpose, The Making of a Young Millennial, and a Manifesto for Faith, Family, and Politics. He joins us from our Augusta studio. Good morning, Demetrius.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Glad to be with you.
And Greg Williams is with us as well, host of the conservative talk show Greg's List. Good to see you, Greg.
You too. So let's say, Demetrius, how you doing, bud?
Greg, my friend. Glad to hear your voice.
I know.
Okay, so can we just start with the bare bones? Demetrius, you have said never Trump. Has that changed?
No, ma'am. It has not.
Let me get Greg. Greg?
Well, I've never used the hashtag never Trump. I think it's gotten a little bit self-righteous at this point. There had been some folks like Demetrius that had been never Trump before it was cool. So, I'm still grocery shopping, if you will.
Well, Demetrius, it sounds like you want to explain why you are still vehemently never Trump.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, I am a committed conservative, and I believe in small and limited government. And the platform of Donald Trump is contrary to conservative beliefs. I'm of the opinion that it's best to oppose the enemy that I know than support the enemy that I do not know, that disguises himself as one person when in all actuality he is someone else. And I think Trump's rhetoric, I think that Trump's stance and what he has enabled throughout the process of the campaign is not only dangerous for a political party, but it's also dangerous for a nation in its totality. So that is why I remain never Trump.
Okay, so but here's the thing. You're both still conservatives and Republicans. I want to play you this comment from Atlanta attorney Jamie Carroll, who I guess he's going through a little bit of an identity crisis. He's been such a staunch Republican for so long.
I guess I just feel kind of like a stranger in a strange land when I look at the map and see how many Republicans are supporting Trump, because I've been a Republican and conservative for a long time. I talked to a lot of Republican conservatives, and I just didn't think that this would happen, that something like this would happen, that they'd support Trump. So I just feel like either I'm going crazy or all these people are going crazy.
Did you, Greg, think that Donald Trump would be the Republican nominee?
No, and I don't think Donald Trump thought he would be the Republican nominee. Previously on this show, I've referred to Donald Trump as an undocumented Republican. And as soon as the deck was cleared...
Is that the same as a rhino?
Not exactly, because Donald Trump, the rhino status is a little bit different. It's a colloquialism, and that's usually described as kind of a moderate Republican that sometimes negotiates with Democrats. That's more in the rhino genre. The undocumented Republican is basically me describing Donald Trump's history of donating to liberal causes, his flip-flops on issues. He's already flip-flopped in the past week about wanting to raise the minimum wage and some of the staunch conservative issues that his supporters had really, you know, binded with him on, that he had never shown any predilection for prior to the past year. So that's my frustration with it, is that, the barking dog has now caught the bus. What is he going to do with it?
Demetrius, I want to play you this comment from former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. He's talking about nationwide, nationally known Republicans like George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, Mitt Romney, and Paul Ryan, who've refused to rally behind Trump.
When those three were the nominees, they expected all of us to support them. They would have been deeply offended if we had said something like Paul Ryan said yesterday. And I think it's a bit much for people who got to be president or got to be the nominee because of the Republican Party to now turn around and decide that they are smarter than millions and millions of Republican voters.
What do you make to this argument of party loyalty, Demetrius?
I dismiss that notion. I'm of the firm belief that you put principle over party. And to his point of the prior nominees in the past gaining the support of their competitors, sure, but it was not nearly as toxic as the political climate that we're facing today. I mean, Donald Trump just recently said that he doesn't need the party to unify. We've never seen, and I understand that primaries they're supposed to be intense. They're supposed to be politically combative to a certain extent, because you're trying to gain the nomination for president of the United States. So you need to be pressed on your issues, on your background, what you believe for. But Donald Trump, has insulted not only his competitors, but various demographics of people. And so we've never experienced such division before. And politics, in my opinion, is twofold. There's the policy perspective, but there's also the character perspective. And as someone who supported McCain and Romney, sure, policy-wise, they wasn't the greatest conservative to be presented forward for the Republican nomination. But I could also step back and say, you know, they still have character that's fit to be commander-in-chief. And Donald Trump, in my opinion, is lacking on both fronts.
If you're just joining us, my guests are Demetrius Miner, author of Preservation and Purpose, and Greg Williams is the host of the conservative talk show Greg's List. Greg, Demetrius brought up the insults to certain demographics. Yep. So I also want to play you this a comment again from Atlanta attorney Jamie Carroll, longtime Republican. He's actually decided to vote for Hillary, mm-hmm. though he says he agrees with almost nothing with her. So take a listen to what he says about the issue of demographics.
I guess I've always sort of like downplayed the racial argument that so many Democrats make, that a lot of the Republican Party is, you know, supported by racial tensions and racist feelings. And the fact that there's been so much support for Trump makes me kind of rethink that and maybe think that Democrats have been right about this from the beginning, because other than the racial issues, I don't really see how Trump can claim to be Republican at all.
What do you make of this? Is this a moment for the Republican Party to reexamine some of its underpinnings?
Yeah, and I also think it's a moment for the Libertarian Party to really, I guess, take advantage and leverage a situation where so many Republicans feel disenfranchised. I'll tell you, in the state of Georgia, Trump won with about 38% of the vote. That means 62% of the people in Georgia, the Republican Party, did not vote for him. Now, he is getting more of a plurality up in the northeastern states, and his momentum build. That shows you exactly why you need to be winning states, because when he swept the five states in the northeast, he was able to win Indiana, and that's what prompted Cruz and Kasich to drop out. I will tell you this, though. Some interesting swing state polling came out yesterday that showed Trump and Clinton tied in Ohio, Pennsylvania, in Florida. So let's not underestimate the creativity, if you will, of the American voter. If you don't trust me on that, just think about Governor Schwarzenegger and Governor Jesse the Body Ventura. Again, I think that we're in for an exciting 6 months. It would not surprise me at all to see the Republicans really try to launch a viable third-party candidate, because there are a lot of folks that are not necessarily the hashtag.
You're hoping for a third party for this November?
I think that in this age of social media and the speed in which the ability to spread information or misinformation, I do think that it's possible for a viable third party to get on enough ballots, and it could actually stop either candidate, Hillary or Trump, from getting the necessary 270 electoral college votes, and that would make the decision in the hands of Paul Ryan.
Okay, so barring a third party candidate, which it's possible, but mm-hmm. That's a huge stretch. That would be quite an effort. Let me play you again one more comment from Atlanta attorney Jamie Carroll, longtime Republican, why he's decided to vote for Hillary.
I agree with Hillary on almost nothing. I mean, maybe gay marriage, and that's pretty much it. On almost every other issue, I disagree with her. But I don't think that she will be irresponsible in office like Trump will be. I don't think that she's a risk to the nation the same way that Trump is.
So, Demetrius, where does this leave you? Who will you vote for when November comes?
I'm not sure. For the first time since being a voter, I'm unsure of who I'm going to vote for. But I do want to echo his sentiments. I mean, listen here. I disagree with Hillary Clinton on virtually everything. I am a conservative. Hillary Clinton is a progressive liberal. But what I respect about Hillary Clinton is that she's honest about it. She doesn't pretend to be a conservative. And Donald Trump, I think his character, I think he's irrational. I think he's politically unstable. And I fear a Trump presidency more than a Hillary presidency, because with Hillary Clinton, I know what I'm getting. And I know how to position myself to oppose her policies. But I'm not going to pretend to support Donald Trump just because he has an R behind his name. That's ludicrous.
Let me just say one thing. I want to make sure everyone, our listeners, understand. We don't have a Trump supporter here, because we have gone back to people who said never Trump to see if they've changed their mind. There are people in Georgia that support Trump. And over the course of our coverage, we have heard and we'll hear from many of them. But Greg, this this conversation is about those who said we won't support mm-hmm. Trump before.
Right.
And there are those like Rick Perry of Texas mm-hmm. who said he would not support Trump and have mm-hmm. changed their minds.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's, do you understand
of
that
course.
Also changing your mind?
Everybody likes a winner, and they're also looking at the danger. I disagree with Demetrius. I think Hillary Clinton, crooked Hillary, is a far worse option than a Donald Trump, because if Donald Trump wins the presidency, then you can be assured that the Republicans will maintain control of the Senate and the House of Representatives. Since we don't have a dictator, in theory we have three branches of government. I'm optimistic that if we did have a President Trump, that a conservative House and a moderate Republican Senate would temper down some of his rhetoric, and we wouldn't be worried about nuclear war or him pressing buttons. Congress is the one that declares wars anyway, so I don't have this abject fear that a lot of people do. However, I'm going to be entertaining looking at voting for the Libertarian ticket.
Gary Johnson.
Well, there's two other candidates yeah. that are. In fact, Penn from Penn and Teller is moderating their debate coming up in a couple weeks,
yeah.
and I think that'll be a lot of fun. I do think that the Republican in me is going to take a really
hard long look at
that. Yep.
That's Greg Williams, host of the talk show Greg's List. Demetrius Miner is author of the book Preservation and Purpose. Thanks so much to both of you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you
I hope to see you again, Demetrius.